And now this is a dictation for K-A-Y Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, November 10, 50. Address as a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 330477. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Mrs. Stevelton. Chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in May. Feeling weak. Some night sweats, but no fever or chills. Most of the diabetes medication has not tolerated, including Trulicity, Ozempic, discontinue. There is no gastrointestinal or urinary symptoms. Underlying COPD, stable dyspnea, no oxygen. Very rare use of inhalers. Mild lightheadedness, but no syncope, no chest pain palpitation, other reduced system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Remains on metformin. Glimepiride. The only blood pressure, HCTC, prior lisinopril discontinue. Next paragraph, present weight 195, blood pressure 116.65. Lungs are actually clear, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no edema focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, creatinine 1.91. Slowly progressive over time, present GFR 27 stage 4, lab results review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 4. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. We do AV fistula for GFR less than 20 as well as dialysis class. Chemistry is to be done in a monthly basis, blood pressure in the low side might explain the weakness. Decrease HCTC to 12.5, monitor blood pressure, want to keep it under 130 and under 75 in the low side. There is anemia but no EPO treatment needed, electrolyte acid base normal, calcium phosphorus, no need for binders, normal nutrition. Chemistry is on a regular basis, come back on the next 6 months.